So, Peter, you also learned English as a foreign language, right?
That's
it's
right,
not
yeah.
your first language. So how did you do it?
That's a good question. When I think back, I think I try to think about the things that helped me most, and I think it was a funny combination of things. I had one really interesting English teacher. She was really strict, but she was really interesting, and I think she inspired me in some ways because her English was so good, and I thought, wow, that's really great. I wouldn't mind being able to be as good as her. Other thing that really helped me was reading. Like, I really read so much in English. I think you mentioned, I remember you saying that too at some other point.
Yeah, I think so too. I read a lot, not because I wanted to learn, but because I liked reading. And so I read in English. And later on, I realized I must have learned a lot of vocabulary and things that I didn't even realize I learned.
Just, I think, yeah.
Through reading.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. My home had so many books in it. I was lucky, I guess, in that way. And at least half of them were in English. When I discovered that there were books in the house that I couldn't get into, and I was really into stories and reading, I felt so angry that I couldn't get into them. So I said, no, okay, I'll start try and read them. And I guess it started off there, because then I started reading so much. And it was really good for me in the end, I think.
So that was your motivation? You wanted to read
those
mysterious books?
Yes, yes, and it was really good for me that way, I guess.
That's interesting. Yeah, you see, people ask me, how did I learn English? I didn't really have a plan. I just enjoyed English. That's why I studied in my free time, but I didn't think of it as something I have to do. I just did it for fun.
I think so too. For me, also in high school, I remember my classmates complaining about all the homework in English, and they couldn't do it, and they used to come to me for help. And I thought, but hang on, doesn't feel like work to me. It just feels like something kind of fun.
That's right.
But I can't tell you where that fun started. I guess it has something to do with being curious about things that are written or said. Do you think so?
Yeah, I also don't remember when I first became interested in English. But later on, when I met some people from different countries, I became more interested in communicating with them. And like you said, my teacher also inspired me. I enjoyed just chatting to her and in English. It was basically fun. It was not studying hard for me.
Yeah, it was the same for me, I think. I think when I got to university and I could read and write, and my listening was really good in English, but I couldn't speak so well at all. And then I happened to make some English friends, and they couldn't speak a word of Afrikaans or any other language. So I was kind of forced to communicate with them in English. And I think that really helped me too, because I was forced in a way to be able to speak my mind in the way that only they could understand. So, you know.
Right. That really makes it meaningful, doesn't it? You really need to, you want to express yourself, so you have to try hard.
Yeah. I remember this frustration. They would have these arguments about things that I was interested in, and I wanted to join, but I couldn't. And so I just decided, well, I have to just do this. I want to talk, so I better do it in English.
I think I improved a lot by talking to people from different countries, not necessarily native speakers, but having friends from different countries, and I wanted to communicate with them. So you just do it and you learn as you go.
Yeah, I think so too.